Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, across Israel, the weather is cooling down after a recent heat wave. Rain is expected in the north, with clear skies over most major cities. It's a refreshing change for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu states that a long road to peace begins, as Trump indicates Israel was prohibited from bombing Lebanon. Earlier restrictions on the Israeli public have been lifted, and a 10-day ceasefire seems to hold, despite reports of an Israeli strike on a motorcycle in Lebanon. Also, from Walla, a summary of Operation Lion's Roar highlights thousands of missiles and hundreds of billions of dollars spent. The ceasefire and an emerging deal between Iran and the U.S. suggest Iranian recovery efforts are peaking. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Israeli special forces landed on a strategic ridge in South Lebanon before the ceasefire. The operation targeted the Christofeni Ridge, an area overlooking vital routes. Separately, I-24 News says a senior IDF official warns that Iran is severely weakened but capable of rebuilding its ballistic arsenal and relaunching its nuclear program. And finally, JNS reports Prime Minister Netanyahu sees an opportunity for a historic peace deal with Lebanon as the ceasefire begins. Reaction has been swift on social media. International peace negotiator Naomi Bar-Yakov, writing on X just now, discusses how back-channel talks might influence Iran's decision to reopen the Strait of Hormuz during the ceasefire. Middle East underscore 24 reports a deadly strike on Kurdish opposition in Iraq. Three people were killed, underscoring ongoing regional tensions attributed to Tehran. Ynet News notes the weather forecast sees temperatures returning to normal following the heat wave, with rain expected in the north. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, Netanyahu's comments come amid a complex diplomatic landscape. The ceasefire holds, but Lebanese media report continued tensions with an Israeli strike. This suggests challenges remain on the path to peace. Turning to Walla's coverage of Operation Lion's Roar, the IDF assesses Iran's recovery efforts as reaching their peak. This development follows the ceasefire and a potential deal with the U.S., influencing regional power dynamics. Meanwhile, Ynet reveals Israeli Special Forces' strategic move in Lebanon before the ceasefire. This action underscores Israel's tactical positioning in the region during critical moments. From I-24 News, the IDF acknowledges Iran's weakened state, yet warns of its potential to rebuild. The situation remains fluid, impacting regional security calculations. Lastly, JNS highlights Netanyahu's vision for peace with Lebanon. The Prime Minister's remarks suggest a pivotal moment in Israeli-Lebanese relations during the ceasefire. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports Wiz and CyberStarts have taken over Landmark Tower B in a significant Tel Aviv leasing deal. The deal values the offices at around $40 million annually. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes Migdal Insurance's acquisition of the Afikim agency. This deal enhances Migdal's portfolio, managing 4 billion shekels in client assets. And finally, Globes reports a rare real estate transaction in Haifa. A hilltop house sold for 10 million shekels, spotlighting the city's growing market appeal. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.